She said, babe, you know I miss Jill and Joe and all my funky friends. But my screen understanding was just enough to know what she really meant. And I got to thinking while she was talking that her nose had told the story of those special places that she goes. I mean, she rides with the others in the subway singing,
don't turn around.
Alles klar, Herr Kommissar.
Ciao!
Cause all the children know they were sliding down into the valley. They're all slipping on the same snow. Here the children,
don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
Joe, they call themselves in town.
Uh-oh. It's got the power and you're so weak and your frustration will not let you speak. La 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 la.
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh. Joe,
they call themselves in town. Don't turn around. Jojo, the commissar's in town. Don't turn around. Jojo, the commissar's in town.
WCFWFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. 1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed.
Can't help recall.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you. My face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
1057 CFW. Remember this one? '90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
It's gonna be a break.
rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
If you move too quick,
oh well,
they're falling down like a domino. All the buzz on like an Egyptian.
'90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. State and federal election officials term most problems encountered in the November 5th presidential election as routine, with quickly discredited bomb threats and ballot shortages among the worst issues of the day. The hoax bomb threats, which the FBI quickly traced to a Russian domain, briefly affected some precincts in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Most locations were operational in less than an hour. In Fulton County, Georgia, 32 precincts received threats, according to the Associated Press. In Cumbria County, Pennsylvania, a ballot printing issue prevented reading by the optical scanners, according to the New York Post. Working ballots arrived by 1:15 and were used for the remainder of the day. Polling hours were extended due to the problem. In Boston, WBUR reports that the Massachusetts Secretary of State is investigating ballot shortages in 5 to 10 precincts. The state had provided adequate ballots, but apparently city election officials didn't distribute all that was allocated to the precincts and didn't answer the phone when the calls came in for more. In Milwaukee, access panels to power and USB ports on some optical ballot readers were unsecured when over 30,000 of the over 106,000 absentee ballots were tabulated, according to VoteBeat. The panels were secured, the machines reset, and the affected ballots were rerun. We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The first of two Western Wisconsin men charged in connection to an investigation into an explosive device has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, 30-year-old Corey Stanhope of Chetek appeared in court on Monday and entered a guilty plea to charges of possession of methamphetamines. Stanhope, along with 43-year-old Nicholas Carlson of Menominee, were arrested when Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies found an improvised explosive device and methamphetamine in their vehicle during a routine traffic stop earlier this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering changes to its deer management units. According to DNR officials, the agency will host a number of open houses this month to gather community input on what proposed changes should be implemented. The changes would shift the deer management units to a process closer to the one used prior to 2011, based on habitat types rather than county lines. The DNR plans to present an emergency rule on the proposal, and if approved, the new units could be in place for the 2025 deer hunting seasons. Eau Claire residents voted to approve a massive school referendum on Tuesday. The operational referendum asked residents to allow the district to exceed its revenue limit by $18 million each year for the next 4 years. The increase would add an extra property tax total of $100 per $100,000 of property value each year. School district residents voted to approve the referendum with about 64% of the vote. The Eau Claire Area School District is among many in Wisconsin that proposed a ballot referendum. The town of Wheaton held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the opening of a free water refill station this week. Officials say the groundwater in Chippewa County has seen an increase in nitrates, so the Chippewa County Land Conservation and Forest Management Department has been looking for ways to prevent further contamination and provide clean water options. The water refill station is among those projects, with freeze-resistant infrastructure so it can be used year-round. The organization is also giving out free bottles to be used at the station. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
CFW.
I'm not afraid to
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Guess you never felt 95.7 CFW.
Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.